St. Paul reminds us that we have many gifts, that God gives us those gifts to serve community, to the church, to people. One of my gifts is being in trouble, and it makes people laughing too, which is a good side effect. Just Friday morning, when I was in the airport, ready to get in the plane, I came to the checking point and asked for the ticket, and they couldn't find it there. So I showed them the confirmation, and the man there said that, well, yes, the ticket is for the Friday, but it's for the last Friday a week ago. Somehow I booked wrong ticket for myself, which wasn't so bad because I was able to get new ticket very soon and came home yesterday. And this one event gave me a lot to think, and many good events happened as a result of that mistake. But I would like today focus on the first reading. It really struck me what the Isaiah speaks about Jerusalem, Israel, the holy city Jerusalem. And it's not only about Jerusalem, what we hear there, it applies to all of us, what Isaiah is saying. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. It's about me and you. The new name we receive happens on the baptism. We become adopted children of God, receive new life in Him. And as the book of Revelation says, that the fullness of understanding of who we are will receive being in heaven, seeing God face to face. Because now what we see is kind of scattered in heaven. We will see and understand everything about our lives. But we receive new name. And the life as it reveals and happens, and God assists us, it all happens, helps us to see how important we are in God's eyes. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. It's also about me and you. It's not only about the city of Jerusalem, that it will be rebuilt and shining in glory. No more shall people call you forsaken on your land desolate. How many of us feel quite often that we are desolate, that we are forsaken, that God is somewhere far away from us? Because if He would be here now, He would help me, protect me, save me from many troubles. How many of us struggle seeing that I'm really loved by God because of the bad things that happen in our lives? How many of us cannot say that God is really love because He should be doing something different for me? And it's all about this huge battle that happened from the beginning of the world, when Adam and Eve fall first time. Because it is our enemy Satan and the demons who bring and sin, bring us suffering, destruction, pain, all the disasters and tragedies. It's not God. But our enemy wants to blame God for whatever happens in our lives. So we won't love Him and we won't let Him love us and leave us His beloved children as somebody very important. Somebody for whom Jesus died on the cross, and today He's doing His first miracle in the wedding of Cana. As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. I think God rejoices in us too, despite our imperfections, our sinfulness, our weakness. if we just do our best and try to live our lives as good as we can, being open on His grace and presence and letting Him be our God, He delights in us. Because He knows how difficult it is to live on this world. Because this is not heaven. This is earth. This is a very difficult place to live. And He delights in me and you. And we need to let these words sink to our hearts. That you are His delight. And you learn to be called a spouse. That you are somebody precious to God. And this kind of background help us to be open on what God calls us to do, to go and change the world. He offered us so many gifts. He could give us much more if we would just keep asking for what we need to be able to do His will. All those charisms and gifts which St. Paul is telling us. God wants to give us so much, so we can serve Him, others, and helps others to see that God is love. But if I'm by myself first, not touched by His love and His presence, it is very difficult to bring it to others. And on this note, I would like to invite representative of Archbishop Thomas J. Roddy, our parish chairman couple, Bob and Dottie Clemens, to speak to us about Catholic charity appeal as we enter into the time to raise the money for our Catholic charities so they can help others whenever we cannot do it.